My dear, do you like this? Well, you fell asleep, and I think I found us a home. And I was wondering if you approved. You do? Because over there you see a wonderful waterfall, and I am a dragon, but I do like swimming. And a forest over there that has a lot of food, I mean animals. Yes, I'm kind of hungry. I'm a big girl, you know. Big girls, we need food. And over there, you see that huge structure? Well, I have taken the liberty of taking a look, and it's abandoned. We need to renovate or fix it up a little bit, but I think it's going to be beautiful. And underneath that, there is a big cave. So if I ever feel the need to sleep in my dragon form, well, I can. And I could even escape from there because there's a huge opening and everything is just... Sorry, I'm rambling a little bit. You don't mind, do you? Well, that's good. I was a little bit afraid because you didn't exactly get to choose, and I wanted this to be our decision, but now it was mine. Or if you didn't approve, we could have looked around some more, but I think this is pretty amazing, fine, really. And if we ever wanted to, or if you wanted to, there is a village not too far from here, but not too close either. We don't need them right on our tail or on mine. And I've snooped around a little bit, and they seem peaceful. I think they're into the occult or something like that. I'm not sure, but they seem friendly. So, I wanted us to have at least have the option. And if we ever had offspring, maybe they would have liked it too. I guess I just want everything, even though I have not really had the best experience with humans. So, but this seems idyllic for us. It seems almost made for us, and I'm a little bit giddy. Yeah, as you maybe can see, I just But you do like it. I could give you a tour later, and yes. I want to show you everything now, but since we're both hungry, I thought that maybe we could eat something before we do anything more. I'm also kind of tired after that long, long flight. It was necessary, but it didn't mean that it wasn't a little bit tiring for me. I've never had anyone on my back when I was flying before, and even though it was a nice feeling, maybe not have to fly that far anytime soon, I do think my muscles are going to be very, very mad at me if we do. No. Okay, don't touch my back right there. It's kind of sore. Yes, I'm feeling the consequences, but we couldn't stay. We would have been caught, or I would have been caught, and we would have been separated, and it was a necessary evil. Is that what they say? I'm still getting used to all of this, you know. But I am thrilled to have you here next to me. I don't know what I would have done without you. I was alone for so long, and now everything seems to be going faster, moving along, and I don't feel like I did back then. Well, I felt stuck. I was just living, but never really truly alive, if you get my drift. So, this seems perfect. And I couldn't be happier. Getting attacked wasn't really what I was going for. But I don't know. It seemed like it had a purpose. It made me realize that we had to get away from that toxic environment and start something new. Both for ourselves individually and as couples? Couple? The human terminology is a little bit foreign to me, but as mates. Well, we aren't full mates just yet. We are close, but and it's not necessary, but it would be fun to be mated. I mean, full mates. I'm hungry. Should we maybe take something from our pack, or do you want to fish or hunt or something? I'm not blushing. I don't know what you're talking about. So you want food or not? That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, then food. Yes, now. Would be very nice. Do you want to hunt or should I? Oh, okay. Let's do this then. Yes. Okay.